This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. So it may or may not come up on President Obama's Asia trip, but a new report alleges that China is operating a large system of black jails where citizens are detained for a petition for redress from the government. When they go into Beijing and try to get petition the government for something,
or they're thrown in. Any of
the major cities, they're thrown into jail. We have Keith Bradshaw here. So he's the New York Times Hong Kong bureau chief. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
What are the specific allegations in this report? And can you give us some ideas on who are these people that are being thrown into these secret jails?
There is a long tradition in China that if you feel the local, municipal, or even provincial officials are engaged in corruption or other abuses of power, you go to Beijing, you try to find somebody there who will listen to you and maybe can intervene. Now, the statistical evidence is that it's very rare for Beijing to intervene, but the municipal and provincial officials around the country don't appreciate it at all when somebody goes to Beijing and tries to air their dirty laundry as they view it. In fact, under the civil service promotion system nationwide in China, you get demerits if people are showing up in Beijing to complain about the job you're doing out in some town or province. So as a result, provincial and municipal governments from across China have been setting up these unofficial jails, which are outside of the judicial system, and they essentially grab people when they show up in Beijing, detain them, and hold them under often extremely bad conditions with sexual abuse, beatings, robbery, intimidation, denial of medical care, and denial of sleep for sometimes prolonged periods in these informal or unofficial jails, and then eventually send them back to their hometowns in the hope that this has intimidated them out of trying to lodge any kind of petition with the central government.
So how does this complicate the relations of the United States with President Obama on his way there? I mean, he's expected to talk about global warming and the economy for sure. Is he now going to have to address human rights?
Human rights is a tricky issue for U.S.-China relations because every time the United States brings it up, the Chinese say, this is an internal affair of China. This is not something on which we want to hear anything about from the United States. However, the National Security Council Director for East Asian Affairs did say in a phone briefing in Washington on Monday that President Obama would be bringing up human rights. He didn't specifically mention whether he'd be bringing up unofficial jails. But there are some, including Human Rights Watch, which released today's report, who say that it might be in the broader U.S. interest to have an attention to human rights. For example, if you really want product safety, they point out, in China, then maybe China needs an unfettered press that can cover examples of the adulteration of milk powder for babies, for example, which was a scandal last year, or
the use of iron
defects in toys and pharmaceuticals.
Or lead paint on kids' toys, I assume. Well, we'll see if it actually does come up when President Obama visits China for 3 days during his trip. That's Keith Bradshaw, a Hong Kong bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. He's talking about a new report from Human Rights Watch, which alleges that there are black jails, secret jails across China, which illegally detain people and keep them there and possibly abuse them while they're in these jails simply because they asked for help or petitioned a government official.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.